305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Now I feel good. Now I must confess, Heidi broke down. Big weather wimp that she is.
Well, it's 87 degrees. I think we should turn on the air conditioning.
Why? I thought we had agreed we don't turn it on until it hits like 97. Then I ducked. No, because there's a whole bunch of stuff flying in my direction. So, no. But, well, there you go. So, what is it? May the 16th, we have flown. It wouldn't be a white flag, would it? It'd be a blue flag, like a cool flag. But, yeah, so today was the first day, officially, air conditioning on. And I think part of it, just so I'm very, very clear on this, Joe is back. My erstwhile prodigal son, who has spent the last, I don't know, he's a sophomore now, however long he was up there, in Ithaca, New York, Ithaca College. And he came back, and as soon as he walked in the door, he said, you know, it's hot in here. I said, oh, stop it. Just stop it. What else did he say? Well, you know, we were having a heat wave up there in Ithaca. I said, oh, really? How hot was it? Are you ready for this? 67 degrees. Oh, well, there you go. So he has returned. He was delivered this morning. Emily, we haven't seen that Emily in a while, but now Emily, you know everything is sort of kind of back to the way it was. But now with air conditioning for your added comfort. How's that? That'll be nice, right? This Sunday, Vail, Virginia Law Enforcement Foundation, big event over at Greentop in Ashland. I'm hoping you come out for that. Great way to show your support for law enforcement. Great way to find out about law enforcement as a career. Might be something you are thinking about. Might be something somebody else in your family is thinking about. Or you got a neighbor's kid who's getting ready to graduate from high school or college, and They've talked to you about it, or they've said something. Hey, pick up some information, because there'll be 45, 50 different agencies represented. Now, I mentioned this Emily that's here. Well, we'll be back. I mean, she's got to go to work, but now she'll be back for dinner, obviously. But the other Emily, God, we love our other Emily, don't we? Emily Morrissey? Absolutely we do. And Emily Morrissey and Emily's bracelets will be represented this Sunday at the Big Vail event up here at the Greentop in Ashland, which is going to be great. It's going to be great. And I don't know what Emily's doing this year. Now, I know there was a year where she was making badge number bracelets for officers who came over. I have two. Well, I have two with my last number. I did not bother getting a bracelet for each number, for each badge that I've worn, because go up to my elbow. It'd be ridiculous. But the last one, I mean, when I was, you don't want to hear it, but when I was on the job, I had such and such a number, and then the department went in when the year 2000 or 2001 happened, and then they did sort of kind of this renumbering, and it's not like they retire your number. You know, well, the number one guy in drunk driving arrest, that's it. Nobody's getting his badge anymore. It's like, you're not here anymore? Okay, could you give that to that guy over there, please? Yeah, because he needs something to pin on his chest, and that'll do it. But I've got mine, and I also have to tell you, I've got one for Mike Walter. That's 4311. I've got one for Mike Connors. It's 192. Just folks that their loss meant something really, really personal. So I've got their badge numbers as well. All right, couple of things. It is Friday. Let's get through the mandatory Friday disclosure. Since it is Friday, I am wearing red. Yes, I am. I am wearing an official Salem Witches shirt. What you may not know, Salem, Mass. Heidi and I and the kids lived right near Salem for a long, long time. And the official team in Salem, it's the Witches. I kid you not. The uniforms, the hats. So I am wearing a Salem Witches T-shirt, which is not one of those goofy souvenir shop sort of things. Oh, no. It is really from the teams. So I'm wearing that. And just because, you know, I don't ever want to get shorthanded, I'm wearing one of those red bracelets from Emily, Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So, yeah, I've got my double red on. And because it is Friday, I got my Peppa Pig hat on, because nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Oh, wait a minute. Incoming from Emily Morrissey and Associates. Yes, once again this year, Emily will be making complimentary badge number bracelets. Wow. All right, so. You're an officer, you're a deputy, state police officer, state trooper, federal agent, whatever. When you come up to Greentop on Sunday between 11 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon for the big Vail event, Virginia Law Enforcement Foundation, you go and you find the Emily's Bracelets tent and talk to Emily, and Emily will make a complimentary badge number bracelet for you. All right. Also, they're going to have the Stars and Stripe bracelets and the Thin Blue Line bracelets. Oh, and they're bringing the wooden beaded bracelets, which I got to tell you are perfect, absolutely perfect for Father's Day. All right. So I just wanted you to know about that. The lunatics in the House who have said we're not going to pass this budget bill. I'm sorry, kids. I have decided just to my core that our side assembles circular firing squads like nobody's flipping business. Well, we want this done yesterday. All right, it's not going to happen yesterday. Well, we want it done the day before. Listen, could you guys just grow the hell up? Maybe. I'm really not trying to attack and demean some of the folks on my side of things sometimes, but we got a limited time to get stuff done. It really is that simple. And while the leftists are circling the drain of their own volition, could you maybe, I don't know, ramp up the speed with which you do things? You know, this is one of those big issues. People are talking about Medicaid. Well, they're kicking people off. They're going to kick illegal aliens off Medicaid. That's wrong. No, that's about as right as it gets. And they're not even doing it anytime soon. That's what the dust-up is here. It's going to be 2029 before they start kicking illegal aliens off of Medicaid. Now, I'm with the crazy people in the House who say that needs to start sooner. That would be something I would agree with. I absolutely positively think that that should have started yesterday. But some of the other stuff they're holding out on, it just doesn't make any sense. And either you're on the president's team or you're not. There's just not a lot of wiggle room right now. And if you folks in the House Freedom Caucus, because that's who it is again, the House Freedom Caucus, if you guys really, really, really care about saving this country, and you know what? I believe that you do. I really do believe that. Then you got to give a little bit as well. If we had some massive, massive majority, all right, you stand on that principle or another point, and you take your stand and you make your stand, and everybody says, look at him, he did that or she did that. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But we don't have that. Am I the only one who kind of, sort of, lives in the real world? I mean, in the fanciful, make-believe world, sure, I'm, I don't know, 6'2", a six-pack, and not a six-pack of cans, but like a six-pack, you know what I mean? Come on. But I don't live in the real world. Although I must confess, I am at my, you ready for this? I don't know if I should say it out loud, but I'm still going to say it out loud just because it ties in. I'm at my lowest weight since junior high school. Whew, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now I got to get back to the gym and do some anaerobic stuff, you know, get that stuff together. All right. So that's it. It is Friday. What do we got? Well, Dr. Dave Bratt, my favorite economist of all time. Absolutely the best of the best. The good Dr. Bratt, barring some crazy plane connection in Poland or a day out with his lovely bride. He'll be here at 3:35. Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, he'll be here at 4:35. We'll be talking a little bit about cars, because you know on Saturday morning, Stan has the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. That's right. You know, he spent a lot of time, a lot of research and development and focus groups and more focus groups and more research. And that's what we came up with, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. But I think it works. And then 5:35, a dear friend of mine, somebody I've been friends with for, I guess, about 35 years, right? I've been doing talk radio for 34. So no, all right, about 34 years. Michael Harrison, who is the publisher of Talkers Magazine. He'll be with us. We'll chat about, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't even know why we're going to chat with him. I think, really, truthfully, because we're seeing more and more attacks on our First Amendment free speech rights. We're seeing more things targeted in bad ways towards many of us. So, anyway, yeah, I'm just joking. We got a lot of stuff we'll be talking about with Michael, and he's got a new song out, which just, absolutely fantastic. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I am taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, the Republicans in Congress could not manage the 1927 Yankees. Eric in Midlothian. Now, as a devoted Red Sox fan, it pains me to acknowledge anything that the Yankees may have done well, but 1927, the 1927 Yankees, wasn't that, what do they call it? Germ, do you know, was it Murderer's Row? Something like that. I mean, it was the very best players that were available in 1927, and they just, they won everything, right? They won the American League, they won the World Series, they won the, you know what else? They won the talent portion of the contest, as well as the bathing suit competition. Evening gowns, not so much. But you know, what are you going to do? It's a bunch of guys. But they did well. So, yeah, even this Red Sox fan has to acknowledge that. 804 says, Jeff, you were so right about John McGuire and Bob Good. I know. Bob Good would have been the one holding it up. I just don't know. Honest to goodness, I don't know at what point do you say, well, this is about some degree of compromise. You have more than one person involved in anything. It has to involve compromise. You have all of these people involved in it. There's got to be something there. 804 elsewhere says, Jeff, if the Republican buffoons do not pass the tax bill, I guarantee they're going to lose 100 seats. Freedom Caucus sucks. How do you really feel? No, all right. I'll leave it. I'll leave it at that. You want to hear a real first world problem? And if I'm going to share it with you, and then you have every right in the world to send me a text on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and tell me what a flippin' crybaby whiner I am, because I will deserve it. I have had to turn down an invitation to the executive mansion for a big Jewish Virginia event. Yep. How about that? Well, because it's happening as my lovely bride will be up in Boston. No, it's not because she's had enough of me. Well, all right. But anyway, it's not my point, Germ. Stop that. She's going to see friends, and of course, there's some sort of a concert involved. In fact, I think there are two concerts involved in a long weekend because it's Heidi, and that's what she does. But anyway, while she's going, obviously, I've got Julia duty, and so my schedule's going to be not going to be terrible because I'll be hanging out with Julia, which is wonderful, but you know, there's Julia maintenance that pops up. That's all I'm going to say. And even though both boys are home, and since one of the boys is home, that will mean that, you know, his gal pal will be home as well. But They're not doing the Julia maintenance that might be required. So, yeah. So I'm going to have to turn that down. It's awful. Absolutely. It's another one of the reasons why I am so determined to make sure that Winston Sears is elected our next governor. Because if it goes the other way, I won't see the inside of the executive mansion for 4 years. I can guarantee you that. There are no invites coming. If the election goes the wrong way. So, yeah, exactly. But there, so please, you reach out, 833-804-1140. Tell me just how big a crybaby I am. And I'm not really complaining much out loud, but I'm not thrilled about it. Do you ever have to turn down an invitation from the governor? I'm sorry, I can't come. Okay. Might go on the naughty list. Oh, two more suggestions for Carl Leonard and your humble host for our Special Olympics of Virginia fundraising. One is a shark cage. The other one is to spend an overnight in one of those paranormal haunted houses. Let me know what you think of that. 326 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday, and I got to tell you, it's a little toasty. Even I'm going to concede, it's a little toasty. 86, 87, 88. Yeah, all right, little toasty. I give it to you. So we've got AC cranking up throughout Central Virginia. Just a heads up, about a half hour or so from now, we're probably going to see some major thunderstorms come rolling through, and they're going to be with us for a period of time, certainly through this evening and into the overnight. And some of them could, in fact, be very, very problematic. All right, so just a heads up on that. The rest of the weekend not looking too bad. I'm taking a look at some of the economic numbers, and, you know, some folks had described this, what was it, Tariffmageddon? It's the end of the world! Donald Trump is talking, these tariffs are going to destroy everybody. It's terrible, terrible. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There's a number over here. Retail sales edge upward. Egg prices are down, what, 50%? Appliance stores, electronics stores have seen an increase. I don't know. This is not quite exactly what was predicted. And then this morning, I was watching, I think it was CNN, and they had a cavalcade of the world's most respected economists saying, don't fall for this, don't fall for this. Now, I got one economist that I trust. I mean, again, Adam Smith is good. There are a couple of other folks that are okay as well. That Milton guy, Milton Friedman. But my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Pratt. Liberty University Senior Vice President, never here on behalf of Liberty, but joins us every Friday. God bless him. He's a good guy and gives us a little insight on this. Dr. Brett, good to have you with us.
Hey, Jeff, you must be looking at my Getter feed or my X feed now, Brett Economics, because I just posted a lot of nice charts your people like to see on the all the Airy Melber and CNN, MSNBC, and the financial. They were comparing the tariff stock market to the Great Depression.
Yeah.
So I posted a few charts that the Great Depression was pretty big. when you look at the charts in the long time series horizon, you cannot even see the Trump tariff market blip. It doesn't even show up in comparison with the Great Depression. And so, yeah, the leftist hype, it's such. I mean, there's no other way to buy. I on the show I was on, I said those folks better check out the Ninth Commandment, you know, in the good book. It's the do not lie, do not bear false witness thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, just so we're all clear, this is all stuff that's readily available. Dave.
Oh, it's yes, yeah. Yes. And they just, that's the left. They got too many people that are just, they just turn on the news at night and believe it. And they're not verifying any of this information. It's just stunning.
Right. It is. I guess economics doesn't actually have like a malpractice provision. But boy, if you guys did, seems to me that's exactly what this would be.
Yeah, well, and, you know, my side, I'm not exactly in a love fest with this budget we got coming out right now, too. It's a bunch of gimmicks. And I'll be posting on that. People can look it up. But basically, we're getting all the goodies. It's like we're picking groups for the vote in 2026 instead of just doing, you know, good supply side tax cuts for economic growth that go to the middle class.
Yes.
And instead of doing that, we're doing all these deductions, and then the SALT guys out on the East Coast that live in mismanaged states, they want to up the New Yorkers. It was 10,000 deduction, then it went to 30. That was kind of, they were going to concede that much, and the New Yorkers want an $80,000 tax cut, and the guy up there, the Republican, why do you need this? He says, because the cost of living is high in New York City. So now the new Republican logic is through tax policy, you send money to the rich because the cost of living is high. I mean, I don't think that's a good long-range plan.
No. And who does that get? The Republicans. And again, let me make very clear. Dave Brad is here. He is the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, but he's never here speaking on behalf of the university. These are his thoughts, issues,
economics,
the rest of it. Yeah, I just want everybody to be clear on that.
So, yeah, no, that's good.
If you and I, we happen to be Republicans, we, generally speaking, would like our side to be successful. We think we have better ideas, blah, blah, blah. Why is my side then, as you point out, desirous of sending money to lunatic left-wingers in New York? Do we really think that gets us a vote at some point?
No, I mean, they're obviously nervous and scared of re-election or whatever. But, you know, I've said it a million times, our side never runs on anything. A big, bold contract, and now you see why.
Yeah.
Because when they finally put out the budget, you can't run on this thing. It's not pretty, right? They just want to kind of pass it by, and it just went down in committee, right? I don't know if everybody knew that listening. But, yeah, it went down in the budget committee. I used to sit on that committee. And it's not the ballpark. We only started off with, what's her name? Has a great article in the Wall Street Journal today, Kim Strassel, summarizing.
We
started off with $1.5 trillion cuts over 10 years. Mm. That's only $150 billion a year. It's a $7 trillion budget.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've gotten rid of all that. The $1.5 trillion collapsed to zero, and now we might actually even spend more than last year. And so that's where we're at as Republicans. And then they're going to critique the living daylights out of my buddies in the Freedom Caucus right now for tanking the bill. But we cannot keep doing this. I mean, I'm not kidding you, folks. We haven't even talked about Social Security or Medicare yet. This is just the budget out of control. And it's really incomprehensible that the Republicans would do it. And I'll just give you one more data point, but the Republicans are funding the trans surgeries for adults in the Republican budget. You didn't know that one. So, I mean, that's just a little bit shocking.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I know. It's a wow. It's like, what the more you find out what's in this thing,
that's
insane. Not good. And Trump's off doing great stuff all around the world, thinking big.
Yep.
And the Republicans, we should have been thinking big. How do you put together just a real deal, right? Solid economic growth proposal that benefits the middle class. That's the new key word.
Yes.
And the Democrats are not hitting that target. And so if we would do the right thing here, we'd have a home run. And so we need to get our act together.
All right. Well, let me ask you, you have been inside that morass that is D.C.
Yeah.
And I know you got promoted to civilian. You're really upset about that, right?
Exactly.
But is it possible then? Is it possible for everybody on our side? We're never going to get anything from the Democrats. We only have a couple of votes to get anything done. Is it realistic then to do some of the stuff we're talking about? Or is this another, well, come on, we just got to kick the can and we'll look the other way and we'll do, we'll gladly pay you for that hamburger next week that we're having today?
Well, I mean, it looks like it's not possible, right?
Yeah,
I mean, so the bad news this time is the middle class has been awakened, and there's this whole new group of Trump voters that are hyper-educated on this stuff, and they're spreading the word through the networks as fast as the thunderstorms coming at us.
Yeah.
And the people get it now. And so ironically, the Republicans are scared of their shadow. They're not doing the big moves, but now they probably will lose in 2026 because of this budget. It's really that bad that the Republicans are just going to become totally cynical unless Trump can. Trump might have to come in. He didn't want to get in the middle of this budget brawl. He's already, unifying the globe around tariffs and war and everything. And he's doing, it looks like he's getting a huge success over in the Middle East, UAE, Saudis, Qatar, some of our enemies.
That's right.
He's bringing them inside the fold and telling them to behave. And it looks like they're going to behave.
I know. I got to say it. I say it out loud. People look at me. I have never seen anything like this. I thought.
No.
Dave, that Ronald Reagan would always be the best president during my lifetime, and I got news for you. I mean, I love the good President Reagan, but boy, President Trump is just, he's kicking rear ends and taking names and getting it done.
Yeah, well, and the you're right, and then he's putting an end to the globalists and the people that don't know what that is. You know, you can go educate yourself. It takes a while. It's kind of a deep dive. But he is structurally ending the globalists. I met with the ambassadors to Egypt last week and a bunch of other countries, and they're all real happy with what's going on.
Wow.
And and Trump loves countries like Egypt, right? Big, strong national countries. And he's telling them, you be yourselves. He said, we're going to be us. We're going to be the USA. But you be Egypt and you be Saudi, right? And we used to be friends with all these guys. And that doesn't mean we agree with him. And Trump does say, but you better follow the American rules because we got some pretty good rules going, better than yours, right? And so he's being friendly, but he's laying down the law at the same time, and it's a pretty fantastic move.
Here's one, Dave, that I'm almost willing to bet you and I never thought we would see. I know I never thought we'd see it. Because of Donald Trump, you had YMCA by the Village People played by the Saudis, and I thought, well, there you go. I don't need to see anything else ever again. I don't know how he does it, but he did it. And if you can do that, brother, then you are bringing peace and prosperity to everybody as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's the irony. It's like Nixon goes to China or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the that's what I was saying about the budget. It's for too long, you know, just in literature or in our universities, we've all learned to kind of, you know, submit to this little scientific tinkering, right? Just incremental changes around the edges.
Yes.
And the rest of world history was not like that. We had great thinkers. With big, bold ideas.
Yep.
And so Trump's no theoretician, but he's just doing it. And it's shocking. It's shocking the left. They don't know what to do about it.
Do you think, because again, you've been in the middle of this, and let me remind everybody, Dave Bratt is joining us. You've been in the middle of this. You know plenty of folks on the D side of things.
Yeah.
For the life of me, I can't figure it out. Maybe you can. Do they have a game plan other than yes to illegal immigration and yes to transgender surgery? I don't hear them talking about anything else.
No, they unfortunately they do not. The smarter ones, you know, the Carvilles, and there's a few other people. What's his name? Robert Reich just wrote a piece a couple days back. If you want to read his piece, and he's it's not enough to be negative. He says we got to come up with our own populist message, and Trump has won the populist message with the middle class, and the left is freaking out, and so the left knows it's got to do it, but they like you just said, they're picking the craziest fringe, you know, 5-10% issues, not the 90% issues. And AOC is sticking up for the criminal down there that beat his wife and is a trafficker and all this, and they're running on this. But more to your point, no, they do not have a set of policy proposals at all. But this is what I was saying about the mainstream media and the followers. The average person's just wiped out. They come home from work, they turn on the news, and then they see claims like Republicans are wiping out Medicaid.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a totally false statement.
Yep.
The Republicans, all they're doing is saying, for the poor, we want to help. We want to send checks to the the poor who need help for their family, right?
That's right.
But in order to get those checks, you can't stay at home. You have to be working. Mm-hmm. And you only have to work 80 hours a month, right? And also, there's a in order to get it, you just got to sign up for part-time education.
Yeah.
That's the Republican policy, and the Dems are saying we're cutting Medicaid, and we're not. And then in Politico also had a good article today on these 12 pros and cons of the tax bill, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on Medicaid. We're checking the mailing addresses for Medicaid recipients to make sure it's not fraud.
Right.
And Politico and the left says that's a cut, and I'm like, what? Explain that to me again. And so you do have to kind of get in the weeds a little bit to see who's telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, we've got an obligation to tell the truth. Now, I want to say, this has to be a regular thing now, Dave, that after every discussion we have on Fridays, we end it with something positive.
Positive. Yeah. Good.
It. So good. Flames, Lady Flames, something good. Are we winning something this weekend?
Oh, yeah, no, softball championships and men's lacrosse championships, tennis championships, all the stuff going great. And, you know, I think we graduated 25,000 people. Jeez. And 60,000 people on campus. It was crazy busy. Wow. And it's Flag Day coming up, so, you know, that's also good news. We need to rally and unify around, you know, this country and just be thankful. It's a blessing. This country's a blessing, and we need to be thankful. And so even when I'm harping on the negative news, it's only because I believe in this country and I've hope in the American people always.
Absolutely. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, brother. I want you to have a fantastic weekend, and we will chat again soon.
All right. God bless you, Jeff. Thanks for the show. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Dave Brandt. Dave is just salt of the earth, brilliant guy, as you know, and an unabashed lover of the American people. That's part of his message. I'm so glad he said that at the end. That's what motivates us. It's what motivates a lot of us. We love this country. There's nothing negative about it. And in a moment, I'm going to have to explain a little bit about Medicaid and Medicare, because I'm seeing within the disability community people saying, oh, they're, you know, Trump and the Republicans are going to kick all the disabled people off of Medicare. Not even close to true. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. In the 4 o'clock hour, I do want to tackle something that I know off the top is going to sound like, but I have to explain a couple of things, because I'm listening to so many, again, in the legacy news media ranks, their friends on the left trying to paint this terrible picture. You know, Republicans hate the disabled. What? Donald Trump wants to take every support away from disabled folks. And I'm thinking, well, number one, it's not true. It's demonstrably untrue. But you're not even talking about the real programs. Honest to goodness, they're not even talking about the programs that are the appropriate programs. And I've said this before, if in fact President Trump, for whom I have tremendous admiration, if in fact he were doing something, proposing something that really was designed to hurt disabled folks like my Julia, do you think I would not say something? Gang, I got to tell you something. I've done a lot of cool stuff throughout the years, got a lot of cool things, blah, blah, blah. But I don't trade my integrity or my honesty. And certainly not when it comes to Julia. Well, anyway, we'll dive into a couple of those issues right after the 4 o'clock news. And what do you think about a late night, overnight camp out in a supposedly haunted cemetery to raise money for Special Olympics of Virginia? We got to get something other than Carl's crazy idea. 358 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.